The Retirement Resource, Episode 4, Maximizing Social Security. Welcome to The Retirement Resource, the one place committed to providing the information, resources, and tools you need to navigate the often complex world of retirement planning with confidence and clarity. We're going to discuss both the financial and non-financial aspects of a successful retirement, and we're going to have fun. We are back on The Retirement Resource, the one place to help you navigate the often complicated world of retirement planning. And I'm Bo Henderson, your host, and I'm real excited today. We have a guest that can give us some insight into another often complicated concept or idea or thing we need to know about, and that's the rules and how to best maximize Social Security in our Social Security planning, and really, how do we optimize those things? Today, I'm joined with a friend, a colleague. We've talked, we've worked together on some of these things, and he really knows what he's talking about when it comes to Social Security planning. It's Jared Weiss, and Jared's in Des Moines, Iowa, and he has been all around the financial industry. He's been a trainer, a wholesaler, an agent, and he's seen all aspects of that, and it's also given him unique insight into working with clients, too. And what clients are looking for, what their fears are, what their concerns are. So Jared, welcome to The Retirement Resource. So excited to talk about this topic of Social Security.
Thank you, Bo. I'm excited to be here as well. I appreciate you taking the time to have the call and share this very important information with Americans.
Well, let's talk about this. Social Security, okay, understanding Social Security rules probably doesn't sound real exciting to the average person out there. Let's dig in and understand the laws and rules of Social Security. But I think that's my first question to you, Jared, is why is it so important that we do?
A couple of reasons, and I'm going to share a story with you to what impressed upon me the importance that people need to know this information. Why it's so important that people get it. You had mentioned, I worked in all aspects of the financial and insurance industry, and I have. And one of the most impressionable moments on me in this business was working with my dad, who has been in this industry for 35 years as an advisor. And I told my dad about 6 years ago, I said, Dad, you really need to get on learning this Social Security stuff, because I am asked every day by clients, by other advisors, do you know anything about Social Security and what should I do? And I started to educate myself. I got a designation in Social Security so that I could become an expert. And I'll never forget the phone call my dad made to me several months later. I was living here in Des Moines at the time, and he lives in San Diego. And he said, Jared, boy, did I screw up. I didn't realize what I didn't know. And I left your mom with a much smaller benefit without knowing what those implications were for her. And that mistake is a lifelong mistake he didn't know he even made until several years later. And to me, the hidden gem in all of planning for Social Security is, how are you going to leave those you love? Are you going to leave them in a better position, a worse situation? And Social Security, really, for the majority of Americans, makes up half of their lifetime income.
Oh, that's a question I had, is how big of a portion of the actual retirement income does Social Security?
For 65% of middle-class Americans, 50% of their guaranteed lifetime income comes from Social Security. So the question I ask is your financial advisor talking to you about Social Security? And if not, why?
Yeah, that brought up another question. So we've been in the business about the same amount of time, 13, 14 years, pretty good amount of time. And I was never taught Social Security. I was taught different, I was taught sales training, a lot of things but not Social Security planning. And similar to you, and through a lot of our conversations, I went through and got a designation because I realized it's a crucial element if we're trying to help people plan their income. But I guess for our listeners, and I hear this when we do these presentations and we talk to people about this thing, every group I hear, yeah, my advisor never, he doesn't understand, he never brings it up. So why don't financial advisors educate on Social Security, or why don't they know about it?
Two reasons. Up until recently, there hasn't been a real good resource to get educated for advisors. Advisors don't know where to go to get educated. There is now a resource for that. And secondly, most financial advisors don't get paid to manage your Social Security assets, right?
And I'm glad you said that, because that's key is, are they helping me for the good of my situation, or are they only helping me with things they get paid to do?
That's, you know, I don't like to bash other advisors. We all have grown up on different sides of this industry, of the financial world, and to each his own. I left a corporate executive position at a large insurance company here in Des Moines so that I could learn to become an expert in Social Security and share this information with people in my community and now across the country. That's how important this is, because most people don't know what they don't know. And this is really one of the more important decisions that you'll make in retirement.
And the example you gave of your dad, in every room, I hear that two or three times, that, oh, if I'd known, I would have not intentionally left my spouse in a worse position than I could have.
That's right.
Something happens to me. So it really is about that information. And something you said really jumped out at me is, I think a lot of the planning is people, it's almost like choosing a pension. People look at it as, how does this affect my life? And you hit on something, Jared, that I think is key is, I think the decision really should be considering, how does it affect the overall benefit to my family?
The people that I love, how are they going to be in a better position when I'm gone? What's the legacy I'm going to leave behind? That's the message.
That's right. So let's talk about, when we talk about Social Security, it's a big decision in and of itself, but we have to consider it within the context of the overall strategy or the overall plan. And I've heard you refer to this as coordinating benefits. And to me, retirement planning is like a puzzle. It's like, I've got Social Security, I've got this 401k, maybe an IRA over here, I've got maybe this piece of a pension. There are all these pieces of the puzzle. And it's really what we're trying to do as advisors or agents is we're really trying to help put the piece of the puzzle back together in the most efficient and effective way for our clients. So speak a little bit about that. When you reference coordinating your benefits and the importance of that to our clients.
Yeah, thanks for asking about that. That's something I talk about every day with advisors that I work with and folks that attend our workshops or that I see on appointments. Coordinating your Social Security benefits with your 401k, your IRA, your Medicare or healthcare, and other retirement benefits is probably the most important thing you can do. A lot of Americans think of Social Security as this thing over here they have to do separate from retiring. It's this other thing I have to go down to the Social Security office, which I don't want to do, and it's a hassle. We're trying to get you to think of Social Security in a different way, and the importance of coordinating Social Security with all your other retirement benefits so that you can coordinate it not just with your own benefits, but your spouse's. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not something you can go down to the Social Security Administration and do. They don't coordinate you and your spouse's or you and your ex's benefits. They tell you what your benefit is today. Thank you, have a nice day, and go ahead and file. They don't tell you, well, if you use this strategy in 3 to 4 years, you'll get an additional $2,000 a month. I mean, that might change your entire retirement picture. An extra $2,000 a month for life is a lot of money.
And I think that's a key point to pull out, Jared, is this idea that, because I hear this all the time too. So you call Social Security, they can maybe give you some rules. This is how this works. but they're not, or they're not supposed to. And in the times I've heard them try, it wasn't good information necessarily. They're not supposed to give you strategy. Yeah, but yeah. Sometimes I think people think, well, I got it from the Social Security office and they said, this is what you can do. So that I took it as truth or fact. Well, yeah. It's not strategy.
I've got a great example of this. I had an attendee that came to one of my workshops and says, you know, I've called the Social Security Administration. I had to leave a message because nobody answers the call. And I had to schedule an appointment for 3 months from now to get in. And when I went in, they told me something that didn't sound right. Mm-hmm. I says, okay, well, why don't you come into the office? We'll look at your situation and see what you're working with. And after we sat through a couple of meetings, I says, look, I'm going to go with you to the Social Security Administration. And we're going to talk to them about the strategies that are available to you.
All right.
And sure enough, we went down. I sat with them in line. We went to the window. You know, we, in this business, we have access to software tools, Social Security planning software. Mm-hmm. And I took the actual report with me that I designed for him. And I says, now I know based on his age and his benefit that these are the strategies that he can file for. And sure enough, we were able to maximize a spousal benefit for him and his wife that the Social Security Administration didn't even know existed.
Right.
And there's it's actually part of the SSA handbook that they are not allowed to give advice. So they may try to give you advice, but they don't know your overall financial picture and how to coordinate your Social Security with an IRA or a 401k. If you're 70 and a half, you have to take required minimum distributions. Well, taking your Social Security, an IRA, a 401k may bump you up into a higher tax bracket.
Not to mention taxes. Yeah, right.
So taxes is a whole other conversation when coordinating with Social Security.
No, so that's great. So the great. What I love, if you need to go to Social Security office to get your report or call or go online, socialsecurity.gov.
SSA.gov.
SSA.gov. And I recommend everybody have a login and have that printed out, because that's one thing. That's a good plan for if you're dealing with an advisor. If you take that and they kind of just discard that and don't really work that into your strategy. What I find, Jared, is when we don't do this coordination of benefits you're talking about, when somebody's making decisions in a vacuum, like, okay, I'm going to handle your 401k. Here's what you need to do with that. Don't bring the other pieces in. You're most likely being sold a product instead of having a strategy put together. And one of the biggest things I see happen that where mistakes and bad things happen is by not having a strategy.
Exactly. One of the things that the way I work with my clients or prospects is I describe Social Security as the foundation to a sound, solid retirement plan. We start with Social Security as the foundation, and we identify areas where we may be able to file for a particular strategy, incorporate some tax saving strategies, distribution. You know, one thing that advisors are typically pretty good at is helping you accumulate wealth and grow your assets. Mm-hmm. But when you retire and you no longer are receiving a paycheck, how do you start receiving your assets for income? Where do you take it from? Do you take it from your 401k, your Roth, your pension, your Social Security? How do you coordinate all those income generating benefits to be maximized, but also reduce your tax liability in the future and in retirement? And one thing I ask everybody is, do you think taxes will be higher or lower in the future?
Yep. And then if they kind of stall out on that, I say, let's think about the debt in this country. Let me help you. Let me give you a nudge on that one. So yeah. It's a great question to ask.
Great point.
as we continue to talk through this, I think this is eye-opening for a lot of people, Jared, and I know you've seen dozens of examples. Talk to our listeners about what kind of money is left on the table. I know everybody has felt the pain of that coming out of their paycheck, Social Security, and everybody wants the most back that they can possibly get.
Right.
But give us a couple of examples of what you've seen people leaving on the table.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because in my workshops, I ask for a lot of audience participation. Yep. And I ask for a show of hands. And, you know, one of the questions I ask is, how many of you get advice on Social Security from your friends, family, coworkers, or neighbors? And I say, don't be shy now. And everybody raises their hand. And that's where we're getting our advice from, unfortunately, nowadays is,
right.
Well, so-and-so did this. Well, one thing I can tell you is that your friend, coworker, or neighbor doesn't have the exact same date of birth. Mm-hmm. They don't have the same history of income, the same marital situation or spousal situation. And all of those factors affect your benefits. And so most people think, oh, and this is the biggest one, most people underestimate their longevity.
Right.
Most people think, I'm not going to live into my 80s or 90s. And the reality is that you have probably a 50% chance between you and your spouse of living well into your 90s.
Right.
So would you like to plan for a short lifespan, but live a lot longer and run out of money? Or would you like to plan for a long lifespan and be prepared?
Have plenty.
Right. Have plenty, because I don't know anybody in their 80s and 90s that likes to worry about, geez, am I going to be able to turn the heat on this winter? Because my cost of living adjustment on my Social Security check was 0.03% this year.
Right, right.
You know?
Well, that's good. And again, just going back to the scenarios and the examples and the leaving money on the table, do you have specific examples of like, hey, when I do a workshop, I run across somebody that's literally left $20,000 a year on the table?
Oh, absolutely.
Just some bump, because I think that's eye-opening to people. They're like, holy cow.
Great question. In fact, I was in San Diego doing a workshop for another advisor a year ago. And I was presenting for them, for this advisor. And at the very end, there was a lady sitting in the very front, so intent, and was hanging on every word I was saying. I could tell she was very processing this information and very interested. And at the end of the workshop, I usually say, I'll stick around and answer questions. So if you want to come up one-on-one. And she came up and says, I did not know I could collect a widow's benefit from my deceased spouse. And here's what happened. That person, the following week, met with the agent, which I happen to know very well. And she found that she could go back and collect a widow's benefit on her deceased spouse of about $60,000.
Wow.
And that, for this lady, was life-changing. She's now single, thought she had to work until she was well into her 70s just to be able to get her own Social Security benefit high enough to live on. And when we were able to show her, hey, you've got $60,000 a year extra.
Right.
We're going to pull for your income because of her deceased husband's work history. She was so relieved. And you know what? That's exactly why I do what I do. Because there is nothing better than helping people realize that, you know what? You could retire yesterday. You don't have to work till you're 70 or 71 or 72. And that's the greatest part about what we do in this business.
And the unfortunate thing, Jared, is Social Security is not going to call you up and say, hey, do you realize you're eligible for this benefit? And so many people, and I see this in our workshops, so many people lose out. They miss it. And they, you know, your example, I mean, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Over the course of retirement. And I don't know about everybody listening, but to most people I know, that's a lot of money. That's significant, real money that you can do a lot with for yourself and the people you care about. So I think that's just, I wanted to really do some examples. And it's not, just, you know, the widow is a very specific type of example, but it also happens with ex-spouses, with current spouses, just with how you claim your own benefit when you consider the benefits we talked about. So there's a lot more to it, I think, than people think. I think it gets oversimplified to what our statement shows us, that, okay, here's 62, full retirement age, and 70, and that's your options. But it's obviously much more complex. And I like the fact that you said, we get advice from our neighbor, our coworker, and all these things, but here's the thing, people... cookie cutter approaches don't work, and I always make the joke is because people aren't cookies, right?
That's a great point.
Yeah, that neighbor might not have the same. He might have a pension that you don't have.
Yeah,
he might have a spousal benefits you don't have, and just to take his advice because that's what he did, it could be a great decision for him, his strategy, and it could be catastrophic for you.
Right.
So I think the strategy and planning, and that's one thing I wanted us to communicate today is it's really about strategy, and Social Security is a key piece to having a sound retirement strategy. And having a sound retirement strategy, that's what allows us to have the peace of mind and the most favorable chance for a successful retirement that everybody really wants.
That's right. That's right. Something I preach to everyone I speak with is I don't sell products.
Right.
I offer safety, guarantees, income, and peace of mind.
Right.
And that is exactly what I believe most baby boomers or pre-retirees and retirees are looking for. There's so much uncertainty in this world today, whether it's the financial markets, the government, the military, I mean, you name it, we are a dysfunctional bunch here in this country. Right. We are functional people living in a dysfunctional world.
Right.
And, you know, this is one of those things that it's not rocket science. Unfortunately, it's really hard to get this information from a valid source that you can trust.
Right. And I think, again, I think we have that information, and you hit on it just now. There's so much fear out there. I can't tell you. Just the last two or three years, I'm seeing more and more, I'm the fourth or fifth or sixth person somebody's talked to because they're getting so much information from the internet. They talk to different people. Everybody tells them something different, and there's fear. And what happens when we experience fear, a lot of times we freeze. And when we freeze, that's when really bad things happen to us. Like people experienced in 2008, 2001, because they didn't prepare and get themselves positioned properly. And what I found is for the antidote to fear is clarity. And the thing we can do to have clarity is really, really have the peace of mind and know, you know what? I have a strategy.
To be educated.
Education, empowerment.
Yeah.
Don't trust me just because I have credentials and done this a long time, or Jared. Let us help empower you so that you know what we're doing and why we're doing it, so it makes sense to you. And then that clarity will help alleviate that fear for you to feel have that certainty and peace of mind that I think most people really are showing up to feel inside.
Right. I recall back in 2015 when the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 was signed, almost 2 years ago now. And that's when they snuck in the changes to Social Security, which changed the rules for every American in the country. But they didn't advertise it. They didn't tell you. They heard something on the radio or read something in the paper. They knew, Americans knew that they were affected in some way, but weren't really sure. And they were scared. And so they just kind of go deaf and say, well, I'll just worry about it when that time comes. Well, here's the problem. And again, I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. I had to get a lady, a divorcee, come to one of my workshops. Now, out here in Des Moines and in surrounding areas, a lot of farming out here, a lot of corn, a lot of farming families, okay? And she was a stay-at-home mother. She raised the kids, worked the farm, never held a job where she paid into Social Security. Her husband had the farm, and that was their retirement. Now, what happened with these new rules, because of her age, she was unable to collect a spousal benefit.
Okay.
To file and collect on her spouse. Now, when she was 60, she got divorced and thought her plan was to collect half of her spouse's benefit.
Okay.
And because of her age, now she can't. At 60 years old, she had to go and get a job driving a bus for our school district to earn enough credits to have a Social Security benefit. And here she is, 60 years old, never had a paying job in her life, has to go out and find a job, and now is dependent on her benefit only.
Wow.
And that example I use quite frequently in my workshops to illustrate how these rule changes affect people in different ways based on the year that you were born. And that's the biggie. There's a lot of, again, misinformation out there. And we really simplified those rule changes for people to understand.
And I think the point here, Jared, is a key here is that the way things worked for a long time, and I think that's the rules, you know, people understood maybe file and suspend and the spousal benefit and things, is it was kind of changed and most people didn't know about it. A lot of professionals in our industry don't know about it still, much less the average consumer. I think what I'd like to do is, that's a great tease. I love teasing and you brought it up perfect. So you saw the example of that lady had kind of a retirement situation. Now she's basically gonna have to work as long as she possibly can to just maybe not even have a great lifestyle in retirement. So the key is the rules change. They change by, it's different. It wasn't complicated enough already. So now they got us broken down into different age bands.
Yep.
So I think what we do, let's put that as a teaser that we need to know these rules. We need to educate ourselves on these rules. And let's do a part two to our Social Security conversation, because I don't want us to get into it and then get squeezed for time or give people too much to chew on in one session. I think we've already given a lot. So tune in next week and I'll be talking with Jared again, and we'll get really into the meat of these rules, understanding what bracket or what band you're in based on your age, how that works with your spouse, and what you really need to know when it comes to coordinating these benefits. So I think that's what, we could probably spend most of the show just on understanding the bands and how they work together. So that'll be next week. So tune in, because it's something everybody needs to know. And I'm going to even say it a little stronger. We need to be responsible to know our situation and know our rules. So we're here to help you with things like that, but we need to be responsible to understand it, or else we're just kind of at the mercy of what we might be told from somebody that doesn't know. So as we wrap up this show, Jared, maybe one good takeaway, and we're going to repeat this next week because I think it's important. What are a couple of the biggest mistakes people make overall when it comes to optimizing or their claiming strategy?
Two big mistakes.
Okay.
Number one is filing too early when you don't need income.
Okay.
And you think just because you can file that you should.
Mm-hmm.
You could be hurting yourself or your spouse. Number two, not filing a spousal benefit after age 66.
Okay.
And leaving money on the table. And I do this every day. I find thousands and thousands of dollars for people who didn't know that they could collect a spousal benefit.
Right.
And that's pretty powerful.
And you've changed that person's life. Well, what can we do with an extra few hundred dollars, $1,000 a month? So I know our listeners, Jared, they would like those thousands of dollars back in their pocket, back to use with their income plan and take some trips, do some fun stuff with. So I want to thank you so much for opening this conversation. This really might be a 3-4 part because it's so there's so much information we need to share when it comes around Social Security. And I know our listeners have got a lot out of it. And let's just continue the conversation next week with what do we need to know about how things changed in 2015?
Can't wait.
Sounds good. Appreciate you. And thank you guys for listening to the Retirement Resource. Make sure that you take the Social Security planning and optimization serious. And make sure that if you are working with an advisor, you ask them, hey, can you help me with this? How does this coordinate with the other advice you're giving me? And if they kind of brush it aside, that might be a good clue to reach out to somebody like me or Jared and ask them, okay, how do I really maximize this so that you can have that peace of mind that you're getting the most out of what you've earned, really? So see you next week, same time, same place, right here at the one place committed to helping you have the information, the education, the tools and resources to navigate a successful retirement. Right here on the Retirement Resource. So we'll see you in the next episode at the one place committed to giving you the tools and resources and information you need to navigate a successful retirement. We're going to be talking about something really important that you don't want to miss, and it's the role of legacy and creating a legacy in our retirement strategy. See you right here on the Retirement Resource.